Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, June 29th of 2021. And I do apologize for no show last night with the getting ready for my vacation. I am currently in Louisville, Kentucky, driving to see my brother. We're going to have a nice dinner tonight and then hopefully go get some delicious ice cream afterwards, because the Miracle Man wants some good southern dessert. Well, it's been a pretty eventful last hour and a half or so, because I was just in a big traffic jam for like 90 minutes. There was a jackknife semi on Interstate 71 south, like on like the northeast side of Louisville, because Interstate 71 goes in kind of a northeast to southwest direction between Cleveland, Ohio, and Louisville, Kentucky. But so I was in, we were in this big backup, and so that had a couple of stories behind it itself, which, so, sorry, listeners, I'm just making sure that we're doing what we're supposed to, and but so, because I thought I was seeing my brother at 7, I cut this show to 30 minutes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sing probably one new song, probably one song. Then we'll get into the Word of the Lord. I'm gonna share from my heart tonight about how we are in, how God makes all things new. And that's what I'm gonna be teaching. Tonight. But the plan is, I tentatively do plan to do a show tomorrow night. Monday night is going to be a night that generally on this program will be, it's the federal holiday for the 4th, because the 4th is on a Sunday. So I figured what I was going to do was talk a bit about the Constitution. What is it meant to be? What are we meant to be as a country? And I'll be touching on some of the freedoms that we have in America. And I'll be singing a couple of songs about America still, at least two, thinking about what they're going to be. There might be God Bless the USA. There might be God Bless America. There might be America the Beautiful. I don't know. But as part of that, on the word side, there will be discussion about, I have an audience. What country was designed to be a Christian nation? Does anybody know? Christian nation. America was. No other country was designed to be a Christian nation. America was. And that's going to be part we're going to be talking about. And yes, the 4th of July is about more than sitting down to a hot diggity dog or brother burger, watch the hot diggity dog eating contest, going to the pool and watching fireworks go off. Or, honestly, on the 4th of July, I will be in a southern city on that day, specifically Chattanooga. And but anyhow, I'll be doing the shows next week. You know, I'll be in, like I said, Chattanooga, Tennessee, one of my all-time favorite cities in America. But I figured I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm going to get right to the meat of the night. So, I have a friend. His name is Jesus. I have a friend. His name is Jesus. Jesus. He's my shelter that I lean on. He's my shelter from every storm. I have a friend. His name is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I have a friend. His name is Jesus. I have a friend. His name is Jesus. Jesus. He's my rock. He's my shelter from every storm. He's my rock that I lean on. He's my shelter from every storm. I have a friend. He's the sweetest name I know. I have a friend. The honey from the honeycomb. I have a friend. His name is Jesus. I have a friend. His name is Jesus. Jesus. I have a friend. His name is Jesus. Jesus. He's my rock that I lean on. He's my shelter from every storm. I have a friend. His name is Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever. Thank you, Lord God. You evermore shall be. Just thank you, Lord God, that you are ministering, that your hand is on our lives right now. Thank you that you minister to everyone. You minister to every one of these listeners tuned in tonight. Every one of them, wherever they are, whatever they're doing, whether they're at work, whether they're at home, whether they're on vacation, maybe they're driving to where they're going to be on vacation, if they're going, or whatever it is, that, thank you that you just bless them mightily. Thank you, Lord God, for your miracle-working power in us, working through us. Thank you for the miracles that you're doing in every area of our life, financially, in our health, in all the different areas of our lives. Thank you for all the miracles that you're doing, the miracles that we've seen, the miracles that are manifesting right now, the miracles that we're going to see. We just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing through us. In Jesus' name. I know we don't have the most time in the world tonight, but I want to make this Bible confession, because the Bible says we can have the food of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what the Word says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Turn with me, if you would, please, if you've got your Bibles, to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, of course, I like to tease whenever I tune to one of these, but there's sometimes when there's a first and second of these certain books. And whether you mean first or second, you know, whether you mean 2 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians or even 2 Samuel or 2 Samuel or 2 John or 2 John, it's still the same book. It's still the same book. It's still the same, whether you say 2 or 2. Of course, even in my Bible, it says 2 Corinthians. It does not say 2, it says 2. But, of course, my pastor said he usually says 2 Corinthians. So, however you say it, 2, 2. You know, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I'm going to start with verse 11, where it talks about the ministry of reconciliation. We're going to start at verse 11. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I love the Word of God. What would we do without it? Say, thank God for the Bible. Amen. And just so you know, though I'm in the car, these are not manic. My pastor has teased about it from the pulpit at my church. When people won't say amen or say anything like that, he will tease. He has teased before and said, these are not mannequins. All right, let's go. Verse 11 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, NIV. Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade men. What we are is plain to God. And I hope that it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but we are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God. We are in our right mind. It is for you. For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer, just turning the page, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. Verse 16. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though, even though we once regarded Christ in this way, we no longer do this. Therefore, if any man or any woman, any human, if anyone, any man, is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and the new has come. Although this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ and counting men's sins against them. For he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God was making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. God's fellow workers, I urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. Just reading you the first couple verses of 6. For he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, today is the day of God's favor. Today is the day of salvation. All right. So listeners, let's take a little bit. I'm going to teach to you and preach to you about what all this is. So when you give your life to Christ, into your heart, if anyone beeth in Christ, he is a new creation. A new creation. And it says, the old man has passed away. The old has passed away. The new has come. What does this mean? This means then that Jesus lives inside of you. And once you decide to truly reconcile yourself to God, and to live for God, to live for Jesus, you'll find that you won't want to do the thing, those things anymore that the old man wanted to do. If you've been an alcoholic or a smoker, like my pastor used to be, or even some other people, you'll find that you don't want to do these things anymore. You know, when you truly reconcile yourself to Christ and truly decide that you're going to live for him, you'll give up that booze, that smoking. You'll clean up your mouth and other things. You'll reconcile yourself unto God. And we are to be God's ambassadors. Jesus' ambassadors. When I think of an ambassador, think of someone who echoes, like echoing the frequency of Christ. That means we should be echoing Christ. We should be echoing Christ. Is that a good way to describe, like, what an ambassador can be, like, that they echo him? We Christians, we should be echoing Christ. About 5 years ago now, that was the theme of invasion, echoes. It was the theme of echoes. We should be echoing him. And when you echo Christ, truly echo Christ, when you're truly on fire, it makes you want to win souls. It makes you want to tell somebody about Jesus. And look at what was at the end of what I read you tonight. It said now. It said today is the day of the favor of the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. There has never been a better day to win souls than right now. There's never been a better time to win souls. Ever. People can get saved when they're listening to my broadcast. I've given souls to come into the kingdom. I pray that every night that souls come in and look at, listeners, if you realize this, there's only one thing that can go to heaven with us. People. That's the only thing that can go to heaven with us. Is people. Nothing else. But, God is, God sent Jesus, his son. The first verse that I memorized when I was a little boy was John 3:16, where it talks about God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That means you believe in him. In order to truly reconcile yourself to Jesus, you have to believe in him. You have to believe in him. Believe that Jesus is who he says he is. You have to believe that his word is true. Can't be like, is it or isn't it? Because is it or isn't it true? Then you get to where you're getting like into doubt and unbelief. You're getting to like doubting Thomas. And That's not good. Don't want to be like Downing Thomas. You want to be known for sure. Because in the pre and in early verses of chapter 5, I did not read from the early one tonight, but even discusses about how we walk by faith, not by sight. You're not supposed to live by what you see. You're not supposed to live by what you feel. I don't. You live by what I see or feel. Because deep down, I know that Jesus is here with me. I know for sure. I know for sure. I don't just sit there and guess. No. I know who I'm believing. I know who I'm believing in. I don't have to sit here and guess. All right. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight, that we would all be, that we would be reconciled to you, that we would make sure that we are totally right with you, that if we're not saved, those of us, anyone who is listening to this program who is not saved, that they would get saved. For today is the day of your favor, O God. Today is the day of salvation. And I just thank you, Lord God, that everyone hearing the sound of my voice right now would make it to heaven. Because I want all of these listeners to know you, my Jesus, my sweet Jesus. And now, Heavenly Father, I take a moment to pray for all those who are needing healing in their bodies. I pray, Lord God, that your healing power is hard at work on the inside of us, that you're strengthening us, that you're healing us, you're ministering to our cells, and that you were wounded for our iniquity, wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities, and by your stripes, Lord God, we were healed. And I thank you, Master, for that. In Jesus' matchless name, all pain has to leave. All blindness has to leave. All deafness has to leave. All lameness has to go. Pain, go. Migraine headaches, go. Go. Leave now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for your healing power at work in us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.